"This plant book is amazing." Nigel Chaffee reviews a book that considers not only how plants have nourished the body, but also the soul. This is the abridged version of the review.
For anybody who's ever been fascinated by books that are stuffed full of facts, and to all who are interested in plants, Plants and Us by John Ackroyd, Liz Cowley and Donna O'Brien will be right up your street. Quite simply, this book is amazing. There, that's it, that's the book review. I know, uncharacteristically short and to the point for me. There'll be a little more in-depth comment after the end credits.
That was the audio version of a blog post on Botany One, available at www.botany.one. Botany One is the weblog of the Annals of Botany Company, a charity set up to promote the study of plants.
With approximately 400 pages of main text, Plants and Us is a most impressive catalogue of plants and peopleness. Grouped into 13 chapters, with titles such as Plants as Heroes, Plants as Villains, Plants in War, Plants in Peril, Plants and Places, Plants and Money, Plants on Parade, and Screen, Stage and Sound Studios, its breadth is breathtaking. In order to cope with such a dazzling array of facts, it should come as no surprise that its three-columned index extends to almost 21 pages, and contains entries for every letter of the alphabet. In addition to its words, Plants and Us is also profusely illustrated in color, both of which media of communication help the book in its aim to draw attention to some of the wealth, variety and consequences of the extraordinary contributions of plant life to human history and existence. It's also as up-to-date as its late 2021 publication date permits, with mention of COVID-19 lockdowns and November 2021, SCOP26 gathering in Scotland. Additionally, several books in its selected bibliography are very recent publications, e.g. Merlin Sheldrake's Entangled Life from 2020, and Liz Cowley's Green Fingers from 2019. In the belief that the best person to explain what a book is about is the book's authors, here's Ackroyd and colleagues on Plants and Us.
This book is neither a botany textbook nor a plant identification guide, and it does not pretend to be comprehensive. It takes a broad sideways look at plant life, why it matters and how it has affected so much of human existence, past and present. We have concentrated on the flowering plants, but we have further included some so-called lower plants, such as ferns, mosses and seaweeds. We have also taken the liberty of including some fungi.
Although one doesn't know what text was contributed by each of the three authors, it is clear that Plants and Us was written by true plant enthusiasts, with style and humor, and a great sense of respect and admiration for the plants. For insights into Ackroyd's joie de plants, it's worthwhile listening to the radio interviews in which he shares his knowledge of and love for plants, and which are available to listen to on the publisher's website. Plants and Us is an extraordinary achievement, an unapologetically exuberant celebration of plants and all things planty, but with a people connection. Rarely, in the field of botanical education, have so many plant facts been assembled for the benefit and education of the public at large by so few. If the authors got as much enjoyment out of compiling the book as this reviewer got from reading it, it must have been a great project to have been involved with. In some respects, Plants and Us is a difficult book to characterize, because it contains contributions from botany, history, geography, politics, health studies, nutrition, sociology, poetry, literature, music, social commentary, the visual arts, and more. However, its unifying theme or focus is embodied in the book's subtitle, How They, Plants, Shape Human History and Society. In that respect, Plants and Us is the latest addition to the plants and people genre. With so many plants and people books recently, do we need another one? If so, what makes Plants and Us different? Indeed, is it different? Yes, it is needed, if only because it is different to what's gone before. Ackroyd and colleagues' book can be distinguished because it effectively cherry-picks the best bits from books such as those listed and presents us with an incredibly highly concentrated catalogue of plant accomplishments. But, in doing so, they've avoided restating much of the more obvious material. Instead, they've focused on unearthing the odd, the offbeat, and the quirky, and the numerous snippets of information provided are all the more memorable as a result. So, in its own way, plants and this adds to what's already on the bookshelf for this topic. For those unwise enough to attempt to read the book in one sitting, it would be a far too intense experience. Far better to savor the book slowly, but often, dipping into it as and when you want to be reminded of the debt we owe plants. In turn, we owe a great debt to Ackroyd, Cowley and O'Brien, for producing Plants and Us. Full credit must go to Ackroyd and colleagues who have collated this curious compilation of plantabilia. It is a most impressive achievement with numerous items of plant trivia on every page. Except that none of these plant facts are trivial. Dealing as it does with the varied interactions between plants and people, the information assembled in Plants and Us is important, and serves to underline the interrelatedness of people and plants. But, although the book's authors are rightly credited with assembling the facts, ultimate credit must be due to all of the people who generated that information in the first place. Sadly, we'll probably never know which snippet of information they each supplied. Why? Because none of the sources of the statements are stated in the text. True, there is a selected bibliography, 2.5 pages of books, which presumably are the sources for at least some of the book's material, but which? How can one relate a selected source to a specific statement? It won't be easy. Does this matter? Yes, it is important to be able to give due credit to those to whom it is owed. And that's about the only substantive negative thing I can say about Plants and Us. To give some idea of what the book covers, I'd be hard-pushed to do better than emphasize some of the book's own publicity material in providing the following teasers. So here goes. If you've ever wanted to know how Horse Chestnut, Conkers, created one nation, and Tulips wrecked another, America's timber was worth 10 times more than her Gold Rush, bark helped to create the mighty Roman army, or botanical source was behind the Platan and Muster camouflage pattern on the Germany Army's uniforms in the Second World War, then Plants and Us is the book for you. Plants and Us by John Ackroyd, Liz Cowley and Donna O'Brien deserves to be widely available and widely read. It's a great book that unashamedly celebrates plants, highlighting, in particular, the myriad ways that they've influenced people and societies ever since humans first interacted with them. It should be essential reading for everybody, not just those who create plant-themed quizzes, whose appreciation of plants can only be improved as a result.